Okay. Mr. Dorsett, you're still with us?
Yes.
All right, let's be on the record. The record will show that it is approximately 1:30 p.m., October 14, 2011, the time and date set for a pre-hearing conference for the applications of Otter Tail Power Company and Northern States Power Company for an advanced determination of prudence for each applicant's respective participation in certain high-voltage transmission line projects. These are case numbers PU-09-676 and PU-09-678, respectively. I'm Al Wall, the administrative law judge, pursuant to temporary appointment designated by the Office of Administrative Hearings, pursuant to the request of the North Dakota Public Service Commission to serve as a hearing officer for the consolidated hearing of these cases. Mr. Simpser, please state your appearance for the record.
Zeviel Simpser on behalf of Northern States Power Company and Otter Tail Power Company.
And Mr. Armstrong?
Mitch Armstrong, Special Assistant Attorney General, representing the Commission.
And Mr. Dorsett?
Matt Dorsett, counsel for MISO.
And last but not least, Ms. Jeffcoat-Sacco.
Ilana Jeffcoat-Sacco, General Counsel with the Commission, representing advocacy staff.
And for the record, following the Commission's rules, I'm sorry, Mr. Armstrong, we should identify Commission staff who are participating.
Pat Fawn is Commission staff for the Commission in this case. And okay. Mr. Lean is with advocacy staff.
Very good.
Jerry Lean.
Thank you. Mr. Simpson, this pre-hearing conference is being held pursuant to your request, and so I suggest you proceed with the matters which concern you for the hearing.
Sounds good. Thank you, Your Honor, for holding the conference. Applicants have two issues that we sort of want to have a good process for the hearing so that we can make sure the commissioners get all their questions answered and get all the information they need. From our point of view, we only have one actual housekeeping item that has to occur at the hearing, which is entering the settlement agreement, which has been executed by applicants and advocacy staff into the record. I want to make sure that there's proper foundation for getting that in the record, but it would be our preference that we could all agree to just enter it into the record as part of this conference and handle the paperwork at the hearing. And if not, we'd prefer to have a witness that would just be there just to provide the proper foundation. One of the issues here is that the settlement is a rather complex document, and we think it's probably best that, at least from our point of view, that counsel handle questions regarding to how the settlement works and the sort of the legal niceties of the settlement, and then have experts available to answer commission questions as they may come up from a factual or substantive basis. And so that's what we're trying to accomplish, sort of more of a free-flowing conversation with the commission instead of a more formal procedure where we put witnesses on the stand because we don't really have any additional facts to enter into evidence.
Let me just ask preliminarily, do you anticipate making an opening statement to introduce this to the commission?
Yeah, I would certainly expect to make an opening statement and provide context and background for the settlement, where we are and what's going on.
Exactly. Well, let me just address that. We were just through a similar situation Tuesday. But I have an additional concern in addition to yours, although I'm sure you share the concern, and that is that the public's informed as to what's going on, especially with a settlement agreement. So at the risk of boring the commissioners, I would ask you to make an opening statement to address what you feel you need to address for the commissioners, but also to provide a reasonable background and any explanation which will inform members of the public as to why we got a settlement agreement here instead of an order. And, you know, there certainly isn't anything going on here. Is there that type of problem? We're going to have this, as you know, streamed on the internet. Whether anybody out there ever listens, who knows? But on the other hand, they may. Or the other thing, as you also know, I'm sure, that the audio record of the hearing winds up as part of the archives of the commission and is readily available on the internet, so that sometime later, notwithstanding that the opportunity for any kind of an appeal has long since expired, is rather beside the point, but sometime later somebody's going to say, you know what, they had a settlement agreement there. What was that all about? So if they go to the internet and manage to click the right buttons, they'll hear Mr. Simser explain why there was a settlement agreement in that case. So that's what I have, and that's what I would like to see initially. Then what about you, Mr. Armstrong? Would you also make an opening statement?
I would not be making any opening statement. Maybe if Ms. Jeffcoat-Sacco had one to add to Mr. Simser. She's got advocacy staff on this one.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I know.
I'm looking in the wrong direction.
It's okay.
I'm easily confused.
Yeah, I know. You think I'm the one that's confused.
All right. Then I'd be looking to, obviously, that was my mistake. So would you also make an opening statement to join or to support the idea, whatever?
Yes, I would make a short one. I would have to substantially refresh my recollection on the settlement in order to make it anything too substantive between now and the 26th. But I would want to mention, if Zev doesn't, at an opening statement, and for this purpose today too, the factual basis was the previous hearing. The previous hearing, the facts in the previous hearing that we had, the second hearing, does provide a factual basis for the settlement. And of course, the record of that is also on the internet. It should be summarized for everybody's benefit, but I don't think there are any additional facts that really need
to be. That was my next question.
Entered.
We've got no new evidence that needs to be brought in under the statute. We're a little bit late for that anyway, but.
Well, there's the official notice of the FERC decision, but.
FERC decision will be out by that time.
You have to have a microphone on. Yeah. No. I mean, whatever update there is, but that's. You know, that really is official notice type
of
thing.
Yes, I agree. I agree. So that's not a problem. So then we've got no witnesses for this hearing?
We would provide, we would have in the audience available technical experts and things like that as to rate impacts and status and construction and that sort of thing to the extent the commissioners have questions. But I have nobody I need to call to get anything in the record.
Jeff, advocacy staff is?
Well, advocacy staff could be called if the commission had questions. The staff witness was the witness that said, I'm not sure it's appropriate to have ADP yet, but now with the settlement, the staff's position is that it is appropriate. So if the commission needs more, you know, comfort level with that opinion, I think Jerry is available for questions, but we weren't planning on putting him on.
And I think, Mr. Simser, you're right on the right track. I would agree with you. I was sitting here listening to you and thinking, let me see now. But I agree. I think part of your opening statements ought to be, you ought to complete your opening statement, and this is just thinking out loud, by saying that, by emphasizing that the record is complete with the factual basis for the settlement agreement, but we're certainly here to answer any questions a commission might have, to the extent that council can address the questions as questions of law. We'll respond to the extent that they relate to questions of fact. We've got people here, or we'll get people to respond to those questions. And sit down and I'll look to the commission and say, do the commissioners have any questions? And away we go.
That would certainly be our preference. So
the only exhibit you're going to have is your settlement agreement. I can't see any reason, unless I hear an objection here now, that you can't, Mr. Simpson, that you can't offer that pursuant to stipulation of counsel. Period. Say, here it is. Pursuant to the stipulation of counsel, I don't think it needs to be written. I'll simply look and say, any objection? No, I won't either. I say, do you join in the stipulation, I guess? Ms. Jeffcoat-Sacco, Mr. Armstrong, yes. Exhibit whatever is received. We should probably number that exhibit following the last exhibit of the record, whatever the next number is. But exhibit is received, and you sit down, and away we go.
That would certainly be our preference.
Works like a charm, I think. Ms. Jeffcoat-Sacco?
That's the way I see it. Looks good.
Mr. Armstrong?
That's the way I see it, too. The only somewhat question I may or may not have is, do we need to do something official incorporating the previous hearing's evidence into this hearing? I'm trying to recall if we closed that hearing or not. You know.
Oh, I think we did.
Yeah, I'm sure we did.
I don't always say that, but I typically do. But I don't see this as being... You know, it'd be worthwhile, Ms. Jeffcoat-Sacco.
The law requires us to have a hearing on a settlement, but it doesn't require an evidentiary hearing. So as far as record evidence, that record evidence is still there, and there's a decision pending and has to be decided. You know, and the commission has to look back at that record evidence to make that decision that's pending. But I don't have any problem if we kind of stipulate to wrapping it all up and reopening the record or whatever. But I still think that if this ends up being a sort of oral argument type hearing, there isn't any problem because you've got the evidence that's there in the case and a decision to be made, and you have some further discussion, oral argument type thing going on, which is what I sort of see as this hearing. I don't know if that's
I'm kind of inclined to think, Mr. Armstrong, although, boy, I don't have any firm feeling, but it seems to me this hearing on the settlement agreement rather stands on its own. And if the commission then adopts the settlement agreement, it does so on the basis of the evidence in the record. So the adoption of the settlement agreement becomes the commission's decision. So I don't really see this as a – but I'm open to
– This is a technicality. What I'm envisioning is right now we've got the previous hearing that's awaiting a decision still. Then we'll have this settlement hearing that will have to have a decision following it, whether we adopt the settlement or not, which would affect the other one. Now, the commission may either accept or reject the settlement based on evidence from the other hearing. So I would be more comfortable just taking the broader approach and incorporating the record or combining these two records so that we have the evidence in both, issuing one order on the settlement hearing. If we accept it, that order would be for each hearing. If we deny it, then we would deny the settlement, but we'd have to make a decision still on the other hearing.
You know, I don't have any problem with that. I don't see any error in that circumstance. So the question is, what's the harm? If there's no harm, then why don't we do it? If we're second guessed by somebody who says, why did you bother with that? I mean, so what?
Just to be clear, that wouldn't involve opening a new case number.
I guess I'm suggesting that someone, probably you, Mr. Simpson, at the conclusion of your opening statement, and probably before you offer the settlement agreement, that you move to reopen the hearing had whatever date, for the purpose of considering a settlement agreement made among the parties. And I'll ask for objections. There being no objections, I say motion granted, and away we go. And I don't see a problem. And Mr. Dorsett, let me let you put your oar in. I don't mean to shut you out. If you had any comments as we're at this point in the process that we've been discussing.
Yeah, thank you, Judge. MISO concurs that there's no new facts here. MISO still expects board approval for the project in December. I guess a threshold question I have for the parties and your honors, whether anyone believes it would be helpful to have MISO's witness, Jeff Webb, available for the hearing. And if so, we have a conflict with being able to be there in person, so we would ask that the commission consider MISO's participation by telephone for the hearing.
Let me ask first, counsel, is it prudent to have MISO's witness available by phone, Mr. Simpson?
That would be fine with us. We think it would be helpful to have MISO's witness available for the commission's edification if necessary.
Ms. Jeffcoat-Sacco?
I have no thoughts either way. It's okay with me.
Mr. Armstrong?
I have no thoughts either way myself.
Well, I personally think, Mr. Dorsett, if MISO can do that, I think that would be prudent. And I think, and certainly, MISO's witness can, if he or she wishes, follow the progress of the hearing on the internet stream. And one way or another, when the time, if your person has better things to do, then they can simply wait for be available for a telephone call, and we'll call if we need help.
Okay, we will certainly provide the telephone number where Mr. Webb will be available, and expect the call if needed.
Yeah, that's very good. Thank you. Anything else, Mr. Dorsett, at this point?
No, Your Honor.
Okay, Mr. Simpson, I think that's a plan. I think that'll, as far as I'm concerned, I think it's more than a plan. I think it's a good plan. I think it'll work.
That's certainly the way we'd like to do it. So
yep, I agree.
Works for me.
Anything else?
That's all I had.
All right, that's easy. And Ms. Jeffcoat-Sacco, anything further to discuss for the hearing?
No.
Is this going to be a relatively short hearing? Do you have any anticipation?
Up to you.
So we're going to be done. We start at 1:30. I've forgotten.
I think it's 1:30 because I think it's informal time or something. If Mitch can explain the settlement to the commissioners, be a short hearing.
Well, they're going to have reviewed it. Well, okay. In any event, so
we will explain it, but then they will listen to what Mitch says.
If it's like the last one, the procedure went similar to what we've discussed today, and then I was asked to provide my essentially legal review if I agreed with what they were saying, and then add some
really.
Is
that the process? You expect the questions. You expect, based on your previous experience, you expect the commission to have any questions for you, Mr. Simpson, or Ms. Jeff?
Yes.
I would think so.
Yes, because it's a little confusing. Okay. I mean, it's a good settlement, but I think there will be questions.
And then they'll look to you, Mr. Armstrong, to kind of tie it together. Do they look to you for a recommendation as counsel?
Not for a recommendation, just explanation. And then I would anticipate a procedure would we would, if necessary, have a work session following the hearing for any just straight legal questions they have of me.
Okay, so they finish their questions for counsel. And that is going to, then we're finished.
Yeah.
That is, okay.
You think I did have one question for Zev and Alana. When this settlement agreement comes in at the hearing, are you anticipating having your letter explaining it along with it, or just the agreement?
I'd like to enter the whole thing into evidence.
I think that would be helpful. That was why I...
Absolutely. And the only thing, Judge, is I certainly would like to reserve the opportunity to make a closing statement.
Oh, of course.
Depending on how the conversation goes.
No, I'll ask. I agree. If you feel a need to argue a little bit, that would be wise. Prudent, I guess, is the word. Okay. Okay, well, Mr. Armstrong, anything further?
No, Judge.
All right. Then let's... I'm sorry, Mr. Dorsett, anything further?
No, Your Honor.
All right, one more time for the record. Mr. Simpson, anything further for the record?
No, Your Honor.
Ms. Jeffcoat-Sacco, anything further for the record?
No.
Mr. Armstrong?
No.
Mr. Dorsett, anything further for the record?
No, Your Honor.
All right, the pre-hearing conference for these cases is closed. Thank you, counsel.
Thank you, Your Honor.
Thank you, Mr. Dorsett.
Thank you, Judge.